Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hey, it's Jackie Cash, and welcome to the Dork Forest. Intros are hard. I have a new album. You should be listening to it. I have a new hour. You could be watching it on YouTube, but I appreciate you listening to this, The Dork Forest. You could go to JackieCasia.com or TheDorkForest.com, and you can listen to it there. You can listen to it on wherever you're listening to it right now. You can watch it on YouTube separately, and that is where Altercation is also streaming. The album is available wherever you listen to any kind of album, and it's also on Bandcamp, which has a bunch of other, some very old Dork Forests that are free on that channel. Otherwise, you should know that the Dork Forest is, I don't have a Patreon, so feel free to donate. If you have $100 a year, I would love $100 a year from everybody. You can hand me a sweaty wad of 20s when you come and see me do stand-up, or you can email me or Venmo me. The email would be PayPal, jackie@jackiecation.com, where you can also email me. And Venmo is just at jackiecation, which is like my Instagram and my TikTok and all the things. And there's merch. There's Dork Forest merch. There's Made of Bees merch. And I don't know. There's so much stuff. I can't remember everything. You're doing vital work by listening to the Dork Short Forest, and I'm glad you are. And I hope you want to hear about somebody's dorkdom, because that's what's going to happen right now. Rangers, it's me, Jackie Cashin. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dork Forest. My guest, New York comic, Matt Koff, MattKoff. And it's at Matt Koff on the interwebs. It's essentially mattkoff.net. And it's at Matt Koff on Instagram and at Matt Koff Hello on YouTube, where his new special goes up in 3 days. It's called Catman, C-A-T-M-A-N. Anyway, welcome to the program. Hello, Matt.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Jackie.
Sure. Good times, Mom. It's what made me laugh was because I don't think we've ever met. Have we ever met doing stand up? Or
I don't think so. I don't think we have met.
Okay. You said that you're a candy dork, and
I am a candy dork.
That's interesting. Now, are you a child? What happened? I love it. I love the idea. There are parts of candy that I enjoy, but I like the idea that you like it enough to go, no, I could talk about candy for a little bit.
I could talk about candy. I mean, I was in a certain way, I was raised by candy. My dad was just like, he communicated, he was probably on the spectrum, but he communicated his love through candy. Like he was like a binge eater who would just kind of disappear. And then he would show up, be like, okay, sorry, I was gone for randomly 5 hours. Here's a Snickers. And I'd be like, okay. You know what all I mean? Right. It's that kind of thing.
So raise yourself for 5 hours, but guess what? I went to 7-Eleven. It's
CVS. He was more of a CVS guy for his candy.
Excellent.
But probably 7-Eleven. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just, I love candy. I thought I would outgrow it. And now here I am, and I'm an adult, and I still want to buy candy.
Do you have candy in the house?
You know, it's funny. I do have candy in the house. But I try, you know, it's always a struggle, right? So I try to limit it. And so, you know, I'm trying to lose my winter weight. So what I do is I have a little bit of candy. So I have a very adult candy. I used to go, I like candy that's cold. And so I keep my candy in the freezer. And right
freezer
now, all
candy.
I have freezer candy. Sometimes fridge, it depends on the candy. But I do like it cold, but I have After Eight, which is it might be British. It's like this fancy, it's like a cut above the Andes candy. I was kind of like, I'll satisfy my candy craving with just like an after dinner mint type thing. And then my girlfriend introduced me to she's like, Andy's is dog shit. The Andy's candy, they put that on your like hotel pillow in the 80s.
Right.
But then there's like After Eight, which is kind of like a bigger, like kind of chewier. Yeah, that's it. Have you, it's like they don't sell it everywhere. I had to go to a special candy shop in Brooklyn, and you better
Is it
believe
a
there's a lot of
square?
those. It's a
Oh, I.
square, and it's kind
All
of
right.
like unlike, it's not fully wrapped. It's kind of scantily clad. It's in kind of like a half, kind of a half sheath. So it's kind of
Right.
peeking out from like an, it's like wearing a nightgown essentially, or like some
And
kind of slip.
is it milk chocolate or is it dark chocolate?
It appears to be dark chocolate, I think. Certainly the color is dark, but it's great. It's like bigger than an Andes candy. So I feel like if you just have like one, it's pretty satisfying, I have to say.
Yeah, it
One
says that
freezing after eight.
will usually do the work. It looks like it comes in both. Sorry, I've looked it up. Looks like it comes in
Okay.
both milk chocolate and dark chocolate.
Oh, that's
So,
amazing. I think I have the dark chocolate one. I have not seen the
right.
milk chocolate one, but that's great. Do you have a preference?
I used to only eat milk chocolate, and then and when I say I used to, I've been married for 20 years. So 25 years ago, I would only eat milk chocolate, and now I only eat dark chocolate. Because Andy likes my husband only likes dark chocolate. And so I was introduced to dark chocolate. And dark chocolate, I think it's more interesting. And I don't like the
Yeah.
candy. I like candy. I'm not some sort of monster, but it's not like I don't like if someone were to give me a bag of candy, and I have been given bags of candy, mostly chocolate, usually. The kind of candy, I do have one favorite candy that I don't buy just because I would eat the whole bag.
Right.
I don't have, there's no moderation with me. So I can't,
Yeah.
like Andy has
It's
candy
tough.
in this house, and I can, I think of it as his candy. I don't get to eat his
Right.
candy. If I want
Sure.
a dark chocolate Reese's peanut butter cup from Trader Joe's that I bought for him, I just say, "Hey, I'm thinking about having a chocolate peanut butter cup. How do you feel about that? Can I have a peanut butter cup?" And he's always like,
Right.
"Yeah, I don't care. We're in this
But
together."
for you,
And
it's a transaction. Yeah, I
right.
understand. Yeah, this is your property. I get it.
Right. It's a good way for me to sort of psych myself into not eating a shit ton of candy. Just because if we have candy around the house, we also have cookies and we have ch like
That's amazing. Yeah.
he likes a treat. I,
Sure.
yeah, like he, like for last thing, last, yeah, it was in February. I bought him, and what is it, May? I bought him 2 half
Almost, yeah.
gallons of his favorite ice cream, which has got a chocolate raspberry heart in it from Baskin Robbins.
Okay. Oh, it's Baskin Robbins. Okay.
Yeah, and he and so I bought I had 2 half gallons. It has been 4 months, and he still has half of a half gallon of 2 half gallons.
Amazing. That's unbelievable.
It's
And
unbelievable.
you're in LA, right? Where it's hot all the time.
Yeah,
So how does he
plenty
do
of
it?
heat. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no
so
idea.
I know. I mean that's sort of me and booze. Like I like booze, but I alcohol will sit in my fridge and
Right.
it's
And some
fine.
people will be like, why? How do you not drink all the
Yeah.
booze? Yeah.
Yeah, right. But if it was ice cream or, say M&M's, Reese's Pieces, forget about it.
Right. I mean, that's the crazy thing. When we were children, there's you eat kind of whatever candy's around.
Oh
And
yeah,
then
certainly.
did you have a favorite candy like that you look back on and go, that's actually not very good? And I, because now you have this
Yeah,
palate, right? Because an After Eight
right.
is better than an Andy's candy. But like,
Well, yeah, like Hershey, well, Hershey Kisses, definitely. Yeah, Hershey in general, not great. Just like a Hershey bar, that used to be like the standard, like, oh, that's like a
right.
good solid thing. And you're like, oh no. For
Right,
me,
because it's a
like
little
other,
wax.
oh, it's very waxy, and you're like, oh, but it's not like I have gone around the world and tasted Kinder and you have a very limited palate. I mean, theoretically, you could be
Right.
a very worldly child and be like, no, right. I prefer a Yorkie. But no, this, yeah, it's, yeah, but I used to be married to a Swedish woman, and she was the one who confirmed for me that, that American candy is garbage.
Fair enough.
I don't think. I think that the, you know, Reese's Pieces, are you kidding?
Some of it is. Some of it's garbage, and some of it, yeah. It's sort of like, it's sort of a different food. Like when you think of Swiss chocolate, this is different than a Reese's Pieces.
Totally. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. 100%. So it's sort of like, yeah. Like my sister will say this about powdered mashed potatoes. She's like, they're not mashed potatoes, but I like right. them. But they're yeah, an entirely yeah. different food.
Exactly. I like candy is not food.
Right.
Yeah.
But like there's like fancy candy that is sort of
right.
And then there's a Reese's Pieces, which is essentially processed plastic that I wish to eat.
Oh, it's yeah, yeah. It's funny. I was reading about it today, and it's just like it's so funny how the aesthetic, they're like, yeah, they added this extra weird goop in it so that like the shell wouldn't melt. So it's like, oh, they had to make it look great. And yeah, you're eating aesthetics. You're eating art, really.
Right, right, right.
But you're associating it with like the first time you ever tasted sugar. So it's very powerful. Right. But yeah, for some reason, the Hershey bar does not have that, you know, I don't know. It doesn't have that power the way Reese's Pieces or even say like fast food, like McDonald's hamburger still has a thrill for me. You think that would have gotten right. old too, but
right, because that is a weird food too, because the burger is all, it's just like eating a cloud and then yeah,
exactly.
And then there's a salt patty and then there's a little bit of ketchup and a one pickle. And you're like, yes. No, that I need to shove that in my pie hole.
So, yeah. Yeah. That one mysterious pickle. The one thing is actually, I forgot. There is a little bit of actual food in there. The pickle.
One pickle slice.
Yeah. And it's funny to me how like some candy in my mind, like a Twizzler somehow to me is more real than a Red Vine. And I don't know what it is. Like Red Vine is wax. Actually, they're both. I don't know. One feels some candy just tastes more artificial than others. I think Red Vine is wax. And like something about a Twizzler feels a little bit more organic, even though it's totally like plastic.
Well, I wonder, no, I wouldn't bet that there isn't a different recipe between those two companies. And one of them has just more sugar and more food to it.
Right.
Than the other, for sure. I remember there were times when I was a kid when I would go through like a time when I only ate a certain kind of candy bar. And Snickers was one for a while. I think Kit Kats were another one.
Kit Kat. That's one that I definitely outgrew. That's that same kind of like Hershey wax to it. But yeah, Kit Kat, I mean, so much of it is the packaging too. You're like, oh, Halloween orange.
Right.
What else were your go-tos?
Well, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, I think, has held up, even though it, too, could be a little waxy. But the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, done better by other companies. Trader Joe puts out a peanut butter cup that is kind of to die. But I will say, for a little bit, remember a Whatchamacallit?
Remember a Whatchamacallit. I like all of those kind of like... It's kind of like there's a Marvel universe of candy bars and you know, there's the really big ones and then there's Mr. Good Bar and Whatchamacallit. Right. And I'm like, there little factions of people that seek out Whatchamacallit? And apparently they came up with that name as I also learned this today. They have like 100 different names that they couldn't settle on. So they settled on Whatchamacallit. So it was really just them giving up.
Wow. That is.
Yeah.
That is what is inside a whatchamacallit? AI overview for transparency. It's a Hershey product featuring a combination of peanut flavored crisp, a layer of caramel, and a chocolate tea coating. Chocolate tea. Chocolate, and then there's the word chocolatey.
Oh, chocolatey. Yeah, none of that. It was like a crisp that's flavored like peanut butter. Everything is food adjacent.
Right. There's some definite food science going on with the whatchamacallit.
So it's very appropriately named. They're like, we don't know what it is at all.
No. These are chocolate-like flavors that we couldn't afford chocolate because we wanted to sell it to you for 79 cents or whatever.
The price point.
I can't remember the first decent chocolate I had because it kind of blew my mind. I remember it, me going, what is this? Maybe it might have been like when you, like a thin mint probably is chocolatey too, right?
A thin mint.
You know the Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, right. A thin mint. Yeah. That is chocolatey. Right. That's just like a mint dipped in chocolate. That's kind of like an after eight, but it's a cookie.
With a cookie attached to it.
Yeah.
It's what it does feel.
I think that the Girl Scout cookies, they're better than they have a right to be, I think. Like, maybe because they're so expensive, but I'm like, this actually, like, you have that coconut, what is it, the Samoa?
Yeah.
It's like an actual, it's coconut. It actually tastes like food.
Right.
You know?
I think they have to, they've done something with actual food here because it is... They're trying to build character, maybe, with the Girl Scouts.
I think so. They don't want a reputation for killing people, also. You have to remember that.
That's going to be
a lot of legal issues if somebody just, I don't know, develops dye number five cancer. I don't know. But
I do have one question for you. This is, so they're where I get a lot of my cords and equipment and mics and thousands of dollars worth of bullshit over the last 20 years. Don't forget to donate to the Dork Forest. Anyway, it's called Sweetwater. And Sweetwater will send cables and headphones, and they will send a handful, just a handful of candy in the box.
Oh, nice.
And it's often got a bit of honey. Do you remember Bit of Honey? I still love
that was Oh, yeah. Wasn't that kind of like a, what do they call this? Like a Mary Jane? It's like a wax paper? It's a taffy. Yeah, it's like a rolled up thing. Yeah, I always think that's pretty funny. Like that when they have like the apostrophe, just I'm going to have a bit o' honey. Like it makes me wonder about the person, like an old timey person who named it.
Right. It's somebody's grandpa going, a bit o' honey. And I don't do voices, but let me actually look up. I wonder if Bit of Honey is more crap because Bit of Honey actually, I mean, I kind of love a Bit of Honey. It's
There's good in plenty. I feel like a lot of candy brands use the apostrophe a lot.
Interesting.
In very fun ways.
They do. But the Bit of Honey is weirdly enough, it is a taffy product. And what is in it, let's see, because it's taffy that gets its flavor from honey and bits of shredded almonds. Oh, it has nuts in it.
Wow.
That
sounds like real.
And then someone has decided to put down what the ingredients are.
Number one,
corn syrup.
Oh, number one?
Number one, which means it's the most that's in it, because that's how ingredients go.
Right.
Corn syrup, sugar, water, hydrogenated coconut oil, non-fat milk, almonds, and then less than 2% of honey, salt, egg whites, canola, and safflower oil. That's a drag.
Something is hydrogenated. By now, I should probably know what hydrogenated is, but if you see that in ingredients, that's probably bad.
Yeah, maybe I should stop looking up the ingredients of candy because it's candy.
yeah, that's the one thing you shouldn't do. That's why, you know, when they put it on the wrapper and then they wrap it up so you can't actually even read it.
Right, it's buried. It's buried in the crease.
Yeah, it's already torn before you can get to it.
Have you ever made candy? Have you ever tried to make it?
Oh, goodness. Not really, but I did make Buckeyes once. Which I feel like is the closest thing where it's kind of like you mix peanut butter with like powdered sugar and you like dip it in chocolate with like a little, you know, toothpick or something. And then you freeze it. And then you kind of have this like, you know, a little bit like kind of buttercup adjacent. It's just like, you dip it in chocolate, you freeze it. And then, yeah, I would say that's candy. It's a Buckeye.
That's called a Buckeye. Are you from
Ohio? Yeah, it's really easy. No, I'm from Westchester, but I do feel like I was born in the Midwest. And sometimes people think, oh, you're from the Midwest. Because I made Buckeyes, I guess.
Well, that's it. I think the Buckeyes, it's a giveaway.
where are you from originally?
I'm from Wisconsin, which is
very Midwest.
Yeah.
It's we're in Wisconsin.
Outside of Milwaukee, in between Milwaukee and Chicago, in between Milwaukee and Racine, in between Milwaukee and Kenosha, in between Cuyahoga Creek. Anyway, it's called South Milwaukee. It's its own town. We have a water treatment plant. And what about, so what are your favorite candies now? Are there favorite candies now?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I do like After Eight because I think it serves a purpose. I still love the Twizzler forever. And one thing I do love about Twizzlers, and I feel like people are not talking about this enough, but how you can bite each end if it's a long Twizzler and use it as a straw, which you cannot do with Red Vines.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that.
Yeah. That was a big thing for, and yeah, you can't do, if you have like little Twizzler, you know how they have like the big movie theater pack, you could do it obviously there. Very fun to do it in the theater, but you can't. But yeah, I worked in a video store in high school. So that was what I would do. I would just drink Coke through Twizzlers and rewind movies. And that was my youth and it was great.
That was it. Did you ever eat a Nibs? Remember Nibs?
No, I don't remember Nibs. Was that around the same time as AIDS?
No, Nibs, or it's not anything like SIDS, which
AIDS
is
the candy. Oh, yeah. That's sudden infant death syndrome. Yeah. Okay.
Right,
Nibs
right.
is much it's, better than that. Yeah.
Rangers, when he goes dark, I go darker. Anyway, so what I have to say is the Nibs are essentially they're red licorice. But they're just pieces.
Okay.
They're pieces of bread.
Does it fall under the Twizzler brand? Because I know there's Twizzlers that they like make. Or is it like a kind of a separate Twizzler thing altogether? Yeah. It's like they're like cut Twizzlers, like basically diced Twizzlers, I think is maybe a product. But no, I don't know Nibs.
Nibs are, they're called Twizzlers Nibs.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're an offshoot.
Well, that is exactly what they are. They're black licorice or red licorice. You could get it in. Red licorice is ostensibly strawberry. Did you know that, Matt?
Yes, I did know that. It's, rarely raspberry. I mean, certainly Twizzlers, there's not a lot of range, right? It's just basically, it's all strawberry.
But these don't have holes in them, the Nibs. The Nibs are solid.
That
all the way
sucks.
Through.
Okay. That's great. Can I ask, do you have a movie theater candy? Like if you go to the movies, are you like, oh, I'm getting that candy?
If I was going to get a candy, it would be Dots.
Dots. Okay. So you like fruity in that situation.
Yeah,
you go fruity.
I like a gummy bear type of situation. Matter of fact, I talked to Maria Bamford this morning. She just bought a box of Dots. I told her that we were doing this. And she said, weirdly enough, I just went and I bought Jujubes, Dots. And she said, and a third, which I cannot remember. And I said, were they good and plenty? Was it good and plenty? Was it Red Hots? And she said, nope, I don't like either of those. So no.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Is it just me or is candy way more exciting coming out of a box than a bag? I really feel like the Milk Dud, there's no, as far as I know, no bag of Milk Duds. But Milk Duds, they're always in that box.
Yeah, you can't store a Milk Dud in a bag. I think you would have just one big Milk Dud.
That's true. Yeah, and same thing with Junior Mints. Some things have to live in a box. I don't know why. I feel like I should. But I've never seen a bag of Junior Mints.
I love Junior Mints.
Yeah, me too. I love most minty candies, I will say.
I enjoy. Now, what about a hard candy? Do you enjoy
a soft
candy? Yeah.
I do like a hard candy. The only thing reason I don't like hard candies is because sometimes I'll go and see a Broadway musical with my mom. And she will. So, well, it's not even the unwrapping, because the unwrapping ends fairly quickly, and that's fine. Everybody's unwrapping hard candy at these things. But it's like, then she can begins to suck on the candy, and that's what takes the time. That like a sucker could, you know, a hard candy, a Werther's could last her for a whole act. And so wow. I'm busy trying to watch this thing. We got tickets. And I just hear the thing clanking against the inside of her teeth, and I love her, but I can't,
it is a lot.
Yeah, but it's a lot, but, I do actually, yeah, I got a packet of Werther's, and I was like, you know, when you're trying to like eat less sweets, you can't argue with the fact that like, it's just going to last you longer, you know, like you eat an M&M, it's gone. And then you're like, I need another M&M, but it can last. And that's why I do think that, like, you know, as you get old, there is that stereotype of like old people like hard candy, but it makes sense. You want to have, you want to keep having M&Ms, Reese's Pieces, whatever. You want to keep shoving things in your mouth, but you can't do it and still live. You know?
Right.
So it really is just like a fight for sweetness, I think. It's kind of like an IV drip, but you know what I mean? That's what hard candy is.
Okay. Well, because I'm trying to think, there's a lot of different, like, I think in the 90s, they invented, there was just a huge rush to cover things with sour sugar.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like Sour Patch Kids, right? That was it.
Right, and there's like, that's the one that lived. That's the one that lived out of all of them. Sour, but there were a bunch of them. And I remember I did a lot of childcare in the 90s and early 2000s, and the kids were out of their minds for sour. Like the more sour,
strings,
the better.
Yeah, I never got into that. I don't really. It doesn't appeal to me that there's like actual. Granules of sugar, grains of sugar on it. I don't like the feeling of just eating pure sugar, which is so crazy because I love sugar, I love candy, but I want to feel like I'm eating like Domino's granulated sugar, and that's what I feel like. You crunch the sugar, and somehow I'm more concerned for my teeth that way, which is ridiculous because I will happily eat an M&M shell or something. But yeah, I never got into the I do like gummy candy, but I like just traditional gummy bears. I don't like super sour. You know, it's okay. I understand why people like sour. But I was never into like the what I really never liked is just like the super sour lemon drop thing, where it's just like it's like challenging your taste buds. Yeah, the super tart candy.
Right, which is a hard candy shaped like a lemon that you put in, and is also sour.
Yes.
I think I actually like those. I haven't had one in a long time. I mean, the weird thing about candy is once you start diving into the topic of candy, you're like, there's a lot of different candies. And there's
a lot of candy.
Yeah. And there's different kinds of candy. My brother only likes, he likes hard candy or leans more towards hard candy. My brother, Russ. And then he also likes those weird sugar encrusted where it looks like a piece of fruit.
Oh, interesting.
Sort of jellied, but they're you can only get them at like C's. You can only get them at a real candy shop where old ladies shop.
Right. That's where you get after A. Like a real exactly. There's something where it's like a specialty candy store where I need fruit, but I need candy, but it has to look like a fruit. Like, it's like people who have a lot of requirements for their candy. Like, for me, I go, I'm like, I need a 35-calorie mint square in a very revealing wrapper. And the old lady is like, okay, I know that's an after eight. We have that.
I got something. I got something for you in the back. What is this, size 7? And,
I need a large pineapple look-alike, a replica, all candy replica.
Now, that's a good point. What do you think about fruit-flavored candy?
I'm not into it. I never liked, I don't like tart frozen yogurt, and I just, no, I mean, I like, I like gummy bears, I like Twizzlers, but I'm not really, I don't ever desire a Skittle.
Oh, for example, a Skittle is not something. How about a Razzle? Remember Razzles, which is like a Skittle but gum?
No, I actually don't. I don't remember Razzle. Is that another like kind of wrapping in a wrapped thing, or is that like a Good and Plenty?
Well, no, it looks like a Skittle, kind of, but it's flat and they're really chalky. It's weird.
Oh, right? Yeah, that doesn't sound like my kind. I don't like chalky.
Right. That's not going to show on the screen.
Oh, wait. There it is. Okay. Oh, so it's kind of like the forget-me-nots thing, like the Valentine's Day tarts, right?
Except for it turns into gum. Yeah.
It turns into gum.
Right.
Which would make those hearts a lot better.
It would. The hearts are chalky, and they are there's. And the weird thing about those hearts is you get them because it's like there's. Let's talk seasonal candy because, that you will get them, and you're like, no, I only wanted three. And if you can make it spell something dirty, you win even more.
Exactly. There's candy corn, which is like we only want to see it in October.
And I only I want less than a handful of that. Yeah.
Because that's solid sugar. Oh, it's solid sugar, but there's something about it. I don't know, the fact that it's a little chewier, but it belongs on a cupcake. It belongs on a Halloween cupcake. You eat it, you're done. For me, it's kind of like going to the beach. I go there. I've done that thing. I can check out. Summer's complete. I went to the beach for 20 minutes, and then I eat a candy corn. I'm like, I've done Halloween. It's time to move on to Thanksgiving. There's just little check marks.
When I was a kid, they glorified or glamorized the candied apple.
Oh, yeah. Halloween. The thing that you actually dip, like you have to make it yourself, right?
Right, in caramel. Be like they created a wrap when I was a child where you would wrap a piece of caramel. Around
I thought you were talking about like Run DMC.
Hip hop? No.
No, okay, yeah.
No, okay. Like it was actually a piece of caramel that had a hole in it so that an apple stick could fit through it. It was very dumb. Anyway, because you can also just melt caramel and dip it. But the product of eating it, have you ever eaten a carameled apple? Have you tried one?
I've never tried a Oh, no, I have. I've made them as a kid. Yeah, I've had them.
Okay. Yeah. It's a project, though. It's going to be, you're going to lose, the caramel's going to slide off the apple. There's not going to be it's a weird experience, carameled apple.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I'm sorry. One second. I hear a cat screaming, and I want to make sure it's not mine.
Do you have a cat?
I have a cat. I want to make sure that my cat didn't sneak out and is fighting another cat, which has happened. But sorry, one sec.
Sure. I'm going to break up into a small discussion group about candy. I like it.
Okay, my cat is still on the bed, but there seems to be another cat outside fighting something, maybe another cat.
Maybe they're going through something. They're going through something internally. I can't hear the cat. That's the good news. The good news is we cannot hear the cat.
Are you a cat person?
I like cats. I don't mind cats. It turns out I've recently found out, I've always known that I was allergic to cats. I didn't know I was allergic to dogs. And then we got a dog and I wanted a dog. And I was like, why do I have such nose problems?
Then
my mother-in-law moved in with us with a cat and a dog. And I was like, well, I think I'm allergic to all of the animals. But I like pets. So I'm taking some. I just started taking some Claritin.
Okay, you're gonna stick with the dog.
4 years. Yeah, it was only taking me 4 years to realize. Like, I went to an ear, nose, and throat guy.
You're like, what is it? It just started when I got that dog.
Right. Well, he didn't ask, and I didn't tell him, and we didn't think of it. And he said,
"He didn't ask is not good."
Right. Right. He was a very expensive ear, nose, and throat guy too. He wasn't Kaiser, so I had to pay him out of pocket.
Oh, my God.
He recommended a bunch of stuff, and it was fine. I mean, sure, nasal spray, some sort of task with distilled water that I've absolutely never done.
The nasal thing.
Sort of like a neti pot, but it's like...
Oh, yeah. That scares me.
And you're not supposed to inhale at all. And it's got to be distilled water. Otherwise, you might get sepsis. Sepsis?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. I've heard of brain amoeba, but whatever. It's a bad thing.
Some sort of horrible thing might happen if you... So I have looked at the squeezy bottle and the box of essentially weird Alka-Seltzer that I'm supposed to use with distilled water and gone, I guess not. I guess this has been $32 that I lit on fire. And hey, Rangers, don't forget to donate. No. Hey, you guys, that made me laugh. Okay. So I am talking with Matt Koff, by the way, stand-up comic out of New York, Brooklyn guy. It's at Matt Koff on the Instagram, and it's Matt Koff hello on YouTube. And he has a new special out coming out in 3 days called Catman, as in meow, 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 and I'm allergic.
Yeah.
And so get on that, Matt Koff, K-O-F-F. There we go. That was a little bit of a...
Thanks so much.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thanks for the bump.
My ad, I'm about to do an ad. Rangers, it's me, Jackie Cation, talking to you about Omaha Steaks. I don't like to buy grocery store meat. I like to buy things. I like to buy a whole chicken. I like to buy... I would love to buy like a whole steer, but I can't. So I've been going to Omaha Steaks recently, and it's a little fancy, but it's great. And I love it so because they are so good. It's easy the way things are packed. The meat is really good quality, and it's enormously convenient. So this week I made the salmon, and the salmon is individually like steaks, salmon steaks of about 4 to 6 ounces each. And all I did was I sprayed some Pam, some oil on a piece of tin foil, and I baked at 350 for about 12, 13 minutes. 15 max is what I've learned, and just with salt. And then it is so delicious. I can't even tell you. It was so good. Anyway, they have all different kinds of food. Like, they don't just have steaks. I love their steaks, and I'm looking forward to having other meats. But they also have chicken, and they have pork, and they have fish. So I had the seafood this time. They also have dessert. I haven't tried the dessert. There we go. That's what we know. Anyway, but they deliver premium proteins right to your door, right? So they come frozen. And they come individually wrapped. So it's easy, whether you're doing Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. I have done mostly feasts. Every purchase is a risk-free win with Omaha Steaks 100% satisfaction. Guaranteed. You can order with complete confidence. And it's kind of perfect when you have kind of a nice, fancier meal coming up. Or if you can... to just order because it's easy. It would be amazing. So it's a family-owned company, which you should know, and they practically invented meat delivery. I remember Omaha Steaks from when I was a kid. So they're perfecting the art of premium protein for over 100 years. I am not 100 years old. I'm almost 100 years old. Anyway, taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com plus $35 off when you use promo code DORK, D-O-R-K, at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code DORK. Terms apply. See the site for details. Let's get back into the show. Next up, Halloween candy. Is there a favorite Halloween candy? Let's see. Andy likes Almond Joy. Sometimes he feels like an
Almond Joy. Sometimes you do feel like a nut. Yeah. I do. I actually like Mounds better, maybe because I'm lazy and I just don't want to have to crunch that nut. You know what I mean?
That is subterious. That might just be depression. I don't know that that's laziness.
It's definitely. It's always a fine line, you know, but I mean, sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you are clinically depressed. That's what they say. So, And no, there's just something about it. Oh, this reminds me. Okay, bit of a tangent. Yeah, that is a great Halloween candy, but I wanted to mention a candy that you can only get in Florida called coconut patties. Like, I feel like they only sell them at like Florida airports or maybe other places in Florida. And it is kind of like a mound. It's essentially a mound, but it's kind of bigger and it's kind of like a badge, like a medallion. Coconut patty.
Are they the
Next time you're
size of like a
flying
York
into
peppermint patty?
there, yeah, it's yeah, legal patty requirement size, I think.
Yeah, it actually looks homemade key lime coconut patties. Wait a minute.
Oh,
So
I've never
coconut
tried
patties,
that.
they have pina colada coconut patties. They
Yeah,
have
I've been scared. I grew up, like I used to go and visit my grandparents in Florida, and I would always get, yeah, coconut
are
patty,
they
right.
Are they square? They
They
look
are kind
square.
of, yeah, not a perfect square, but yeah, I mean, the best you can get, I guess.
But not
It's not
round.
a, no, it's not, yeah, it's definitely just like a patty. Like, you know, the way sometimes a burger to cook out is neither square nor round, it's just kind of a composite of coconut and chocolate. Yeah, I think, yeah, mounds
Yeah.
definitely have
Oh my
a
gosh.
stronger shape.
You could get from the people who make them, Oasis, OH,
Yeah.
apostrophe ASIS is the name of the brand. Oasis, get it? Anyway,
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
well, instead of Oasis, which is a desert thing. Remember Oasis's?
Yeah, and the band,
Yeah.
and they probably don't want to get sued by the band, so they add an apostrophe. Let's just call it Oasis.
Oh, Asus. Anyway, you can get them in packs of two. Like they sell them on their website in little two packs. You can get a 12-count box for $36, and you can pay
It's
in
not bad.
interest-free installments. Which have you noticed that? They're like, do you want to put your candy and your food on layaway? Huge fan of not
I'm
doing
just
that.
taking it one patty at a time. You know, I'm paying off these patties.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually have yeah, I did order coconut patties, I think, from Amazon one time because I just got very nostalgic one day. And they're pretty good in the freezer, I have to say, but they're a little bit of a challenge. You know, you have to
Oh.
really be careful of your teeth when you eat frozen candy.
Oh. Yeah, frozen candy.
Yeah.
That might crack a tooth.
Yeah. But back to Halloween. Yeah, I don't know. I just like Reese's Pieces just because of purely because of the coloring. It's just for me the quintessential. And also, you know, the peanut butter cup, I think.
I think
There's something.
I nobody's sad when they get a peanut butter cup on, honestly,
Oh
unless
no,
they're allergic to
exactly.
peanut
Except
butter, I suppose.
right, exactly. Yeah. You know what, candy's never quite done it for me? A Twix. I don't know what it is. Just something I
Oh.
don't find that satisfying about a Twix. And I love all the components of a Twix, but it's less than the sum of its parts for me. And I feel that way about a Kit Kat too. Maybe I don't like wafery candy. I don't know, but
Or when you have to split it, or the fact that you open it and you're
exactly.
like, I thought this would be bigger.
Yeah. Did you have anybody growing up where, oh, sorry, what?
I actually like a Twix a fair bit, or I used to like a Twix. The milk chocolate has gotten a little too waxy for me. My palate has improved to the point where but let's go all the way to the end of the spectrum. I'm interrupting your story, but the other end of the
No, it's
spectrum,
fine.
I have seen at the grocery store something called Dubai chocolate,
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I don't
which
know about
well, Dubai, of course, is a desert, a concrete jungle
it.
that prints money. And
Yeah.
you could do stand up there. They will give you $1,000 or 1,000 of whatever denomination in cash when you leave to do two shows over 10 days. And they will fly you there. Here's where deal breaker, coach.
Oh.
I'm not flying to Dubai,
Yeah,
coach.
but you
Too
could
far.
tell everybody it's because of the human rights abuses, not
I
because they
could
fly you
pass.
coach.
Right. I could stand up for myself and say, yeah, it's a dictatorship, but I don't have a leg to stand on. I've performed at any endurance. I live here.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, you live in a, you perform in America, so there is that.
Yes.
But
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
Have you ever bought the Dubai chocolate? It's $20.
No.
For like a small piece of
Are
chocolate.
Are you serious?
Yep. It's always got pistachio. And yeah. And then then you eat it and you're like, yep, that's chocolate with pistachio. All right. And there went my $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That have you done it? You've had it?
Yes. I did it.
How is it?
Yeah. No, it was not worth it.
It's
I recommend
fine.
Not buying. I recommend buying other chocolate for less money. And then maybe
there's
a small
like,
bag of pistachios.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's all maybe pistachios are expensive. I have no idea. But that is very strange. Yeah. I feel like I will treat myself to maybe some good dark chocolate sometimes. Like, what is it? Ritter Sport. Like, there's like good... Like, you know, I enjoy an artisanal, like, dark chocolate bar. You know what I mean? But I don't think I've ever, I don't know. I feel like the ceiling is probably $10 for me with something like that.
Right. Where it's literally the size of sort of half a Twix.
Yeah. And you're like, am I being conned? But maybe I'm supporting
$15.
A small. Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. That's crazy.
I was being conned. Even the person working the register was like, yeah, that's not going to be worth it. And
was that the old lady at the specialty candy store? Or is that just like a regular kind of ShopRite?
No, that was a Kroger's. That was a Ralph's. That was just a regular grocery store where I picked it up. I was like, is this amazing? And they said, not particularly.
Okay. But they didn't initiate it though.
No. They were like,
don't do it.
And then they said, people buy it. And I said, really? And I said, I'm going to buy it. And they said,
yeah.
All right. And I said, just the once. And they said, yeah, that's probably what it'll be. Just
it's like
one.
Seeing a comedian who's big on Instagram live. You're like, one time will do.
Right. The TikTok guy. Yeah.
The TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. The TikTok guy is only, he's just, or any stadium comedian. It's really hard to watch somebody in a stadium and then you're like, oh my God, he's in a stadium. And then you're watching on a jumbotron anyway. And then and then they're like, I'm going to need another $300 with you next year. And you're like, nope.
I'll just watch the screen at home.
Right. It's it can't be. Okay. So that's Halloween. I think what Christmas, of course, a big time. A big time for candy. A lot of cookies and cake
it is.
Pies. But there's still plenty.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like they take the center stage when it comes to, I feel like they're, but I mean, for me, I associate the Christmas M&M, the holiday M&M. They just remove every color from it. Yeah, red and green. And I'm like, this is great. I don't know why it's better than just standard M&Ms, but I'm like, less is more, and this is great. And I really enjoy it. You know, there's chocolate
like
Santas and things like that. Yeah, I like a candy shell. I like chocolate filled. Yeah. You know, the M&M I don't like is the peanut butter M&M because I really feel like it steps on the Reese's Pieces toes.
Oh,
I don't know. You know, you already have a peanut M&M, which I feel is in many ways like the perfect candy. It gets the actual food in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like fake to real, right? You start with this fake shell, and then you're like, then chocolate, you're like, okay, we're getting somewhere. And then you're like, you actually get a peanut in there. That's what I find like fascinating about things like Almond Joy and Mounds. You're like, there's real food in there, kind of. There's like coconut. You know, that's a recognizable thing. I feel like I'm chewing on something. But yeah. it's so funny how I'm like, oh, this feels cake? Like food. I could just eat food. What?
What about a candy cane?
Candy cane, exciting as a kid, but yeah, pure aesthetics. And then, yeah, just the older I get, the idea of just kind of eating a whole sugar thing is just like, it's not appealing to me. What do you think about that? And also just awkward as far as a sucking candy, you have to break it. You can't keep a cane intact.
You can't. Yeah, the cane will poke you. It will become pointy, and then
it's sharp. It's dangerous. I wonder how many people have hurt themselves by sucking on a candy cane the wrong way. Probably that must be like a thing where Uh-oh. Holidays are coming around. We're going to get the candy cane shift.
At the ER, yes.
At the ER, yeah. I have no idea.
Well, I thought because it's peppermint and you like peppermint, I thought maybe that might
be
a thing.
I like chocolate and peppermint, but yeah, that you're right. It is misleading. I am fickle in many ways. I'm very particular, but I do not like, it's just a task to eat a candy cane.
Literally, I just remembered peppermint bark is my favorite.
That's good. Yeah.
It's my favorite thing. It has everything going for it, right?
Yeah.
There is a candy store in Minnesota that's called like Abu Galaya or something like that. Abdallah. Mm-hmm. Abdallah Candy Factory. Mm-hmm. And it is, I mean, literally, they have the best peppermint bark that I've ever had in my life. They like, and but they do different theme. Like right now, they have a spring caramel bite.
Oh, and fun! It's,
right, which here's one of my. This is something I don't enjoy. Some people enjoy the excitement of a box of chocolates, right? Where there's a different.
Stuff I love that.
You do enjoy that. Do you like there to be a map or no map?
I like there to be a map if I really like something, but I don't look at the map. I just kind of go in blind and either I'm like, oh, this has disgusting like raspberry filling, which I don't, you know, I don't.
Not for you, not for you, right?
Not for me, as we've established. I'm super autistic about my candy. But no, I don't know. I like, oh, wait, let me plug a, oh my God, I can't believe I almost forgot to mention this. There is a great confectionery in Detroit, or I think it's called Hamtramck. It's called Bon Bon Bon, and they make these candies, and they're amazing. They're so good, and they're like one of those candies where you're like, oh, I want something to eat, something small, but something very satisfying. It's just really well-designed. They each come in their own little box. Bon Bon Bon.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I will plug them. They're probably my favorite, like, actual real candy fit, like, artisanal thing.
They're really fun.
They have a Halloween line of stuff. It's just really well-designed candy. So I reckon that's my plug.
That's your plug. Now, there isn't... Now, what do you think about, like, Hanukkah gelt? That's a waxy chocolate.
Yes, right? that's Wax City. I'm like, am I eating one of the candles or what? I mean... hello. Right. This is my synagogue material, by the way. sorry to do my acts.
Well, it's just like it feels like it's part of the game. There's the you can't don't eat the pieces of the dreidel game. We're busy playing a game. And
it is funny because it is kind of like the whole point of it is like, oh, it's coins, but actually it's fun. You can eat them, but then you taste them and it's barely like it might as well be a coin at that point.
Right. I might as well swallow an actual penny because it is not a quality piece of chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. There must be getting some iron, I think.
Yes. I do think, I bet you there is someone who makes candy coins, probably in Switzerland, that make it using a quality chocolate. Use a like a real.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure
it's
there's
not
a
all
really
like
good...
that little avocado bagnet at CVS where they sell these sad little coins. And also, not to talk about shrinkflation, but there's definitely fewer of them. I don't even care because they're bad. But there's like 3 coins in this sad little CVS bag.
You the CVS candy. It's changed.
In my day. those make me sad because I am Jewish and I'm like, can't we have we're already losing always against Christmas. Can
right.
we at least jack up the quality of this one? This is the only candy we have.
That's the only candy.
Like at Hanukkah. And it's horrible. You would have to go to like one of these specialty stores just to get like decent gelt.
Wait, right. So you
great,
might
great
know
name,
this.
By the way. Great name for a candy, Gelt.
Gelt is a fun name. And it feels like there's a dragon involved. So, but the, but what I want, so is there a Jewish holiday that has candy that's good? Like, what about Purim? Am I saying that right? Where it's the kids?
Yes, you are. Yeah, okay. There is. I'm just not aware of it. I don't know. I feel like
You're not collecting Jewish candies? Is that what I'm hearing? It's not your.
Oh my God.
You're just doing American candy. You're just doing American candy. It's
I'm
fine.
An all American candy eater. I do believe that Twizzlers are kosher for Passover. So, I mean.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
I will say this is so my seasonal candy wise, we got peppermint bark, which is just chocolate, and then essentially peppermint, which is a delicious combination. And
I'm gonna have to try peppermint bark. Yeah.
Yeah. I might send you that link.
Because that
Minnesota candy store makes the best, and I don't know if it's year long or if you have to wait until freaking Christmas again, but whatever. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I enjoy, and this is a plastic piece of plastic candy, are the malted milk balls that are shaped like Easter eggs.
Oh, is that Cadbury? Who makes those?
Cadbury is the creepy milk chocolate with some sort of sugar liquidy thing in the middle that looks like
yolk. I love those. I don't know why. It's really disgusting, but I love it.
Yeah, those are brutal.
Disgusting chocolate. Well, Lord knows. They want trying to make it look like a raw yolk. There's nothing appealing about it.
Right. But you can get drawn into things that you don't.
Yeah.
You're like, I know this isn't anything that I should be wanted. But the
it's when they get you. Yeah. As a kid, you're like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about the malted eggs. I know malt balls, malted milk balls at the movie theater.
Okay, they're called speckled robin eggs, essentially. They're an Easter.
Oh, okay. Oh, and they do have a candy shell.
Yeah, they have a candy shell.
It's speckled. Okay, the speckling I remember, yes.
And let me tell you, the Hershey's company makes them, which is weird.
Okay.
Because we have established that the Hershey company is garbage. And
you know what's interesting about the Hershey company is that they acquire a lot of good things. Like they now make like milk duds. They now make Reese's peanut butter cups. Like I think their original product of the Kisses and the bar are not good. They're just wax.
Oh my gosh. There is a VermontCountryStore.com that makes a pastel malted milk ball 10-ounce bag. If I wasn't trying to cut down on my sugar intake, I would order these right now. Right now. Like I would end the show right
even
now.
Even Andy, these are Andy's eggs. Andy, can I have an egg?
This could be a thing. It could be a thing.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Get him some coconut patties. Thank me later.
Oh my gosh. He loves coconut too. So he would like,
be a great gift.
It's a good gift for those who enjoy the coconut.
Yeah.
Hey, so Metcalf, let me just say real quick. So everybody knows it's called Catman. It's on YouTube. If you go to Metcalf, KOFF.net or at Metcalf on Instagram or YouTube.com/Metcalf. Hello. Yeah.
Metcalf. Hello. That's the only thing I could think of.
Right. And that's his YouTube channel. It'll go up on Friday night, May 15th, 2026. And is this your first album, your first special?
It's my first special. I made it with, you know, I write for the Daily Show. So I made it with a lot of my coworkers from the Daily Show, Asad Bokhari and David Paul Meyer, to name just a couple. And it's just turned out really well. I mean, just... You know, I think that it's my first special, but I can't believe that it looks this good. It should be shot on an iPhone, I think. But I'm like, this is a pretty good looking special, I have to say.
I'm looking forward to it. That sounds great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I loved your special, by the way, Altercation.
Altercation. That's right. Yeah. I'm in an inadvertent trilogy. I did Staycation, which was going to be called Altercation. And then we all had to stay home. And my last name's Cation. and so I used Altercation now because my last name's Cation and I want to punch everyone in the nose. And then we don't know. I've decided a trilogy because I can't keep this up for the whole career. We'll just do one more Cation pun and then we'll call it. But we don't know what it's
going to be. Vocation. Okay,
Could be abdication, could be vindication. Somebody suggested a very funny location, which made me laugh.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I think vindication sounds very satisfying for a third thing.
It does.
Altercation, finally, vindicate. Location.
Right. Now I'm Vindaloo, which is what I sometimes say instead of vindication, which is an Indian dish. Anyway.
Oh, yes. Quite a slip of the tongue indeed. But no, I have an album, which is on Spotify called Who's My Little Guy. So that's my first long form effort. This is my first special and it's, 40 minutes. There's a celebrity cameo in it. And I don't mean me.
Right. Someone famous. It's Obama.
Someone actually. And, it's Obama. I won't say which Obama.
Right. It's Michelle. And it's one of the kids. The kids have names. I can't remember them. You write topical humor. You probably can.
Leah, Sasha.
If
we're doing it. Yeah. Oh, they're always. Yeah. At the top of my, every day I wake up, I'm like, what are the Obama's kids' names?
Right. Well, they have to be in their 20s now, right?
Oh, I assume at least 30s, but that's probably overestimate.
Right.
No, they're probably in their 20s. Yeah, it hasn't been that long. It feels, since Obama, it feels very long. So, but yeah, it's time is weird.
Right. Everybody is reacting to the fact that we had the greatest educational system. And then they were like, how could we dismantle that? And I have rage, but that's not my dorkdom. Your dorkdom is candy. Anything you want to say? You only have a couple more minutes. What else? Any candy we have not addressed?
I do have an issue which I would like to address. And this is, I have a joke about, I have a joke about Peeps, but that's a whole other can of worms, which is a seasonal thing. Yeah. Easter Peeps. But I want to talk about fruit snacks because I have a joke about Gushers, very short joke. And I will say sometimes when I do that joke, I get into it by saying my favorite candy is Gushers. And I know we don't know Gushers as a candy. As a society, we know it as a fruit snack. And so people will actually interrupt my joke, which I don't love, and they will say, that's not a candy, that's a fruit snack. And I'm like, what game are we playing here where Gushers, one of the fakest things I can imagine, is not a candy. A fruit roll-up is not a candy. Yes, they market themselves as something that is closer to fruit. Twizzlers don't do that. We're like, we're a candy. But there's this like sneaky thing to get you to eat more of it, I guess. It was a very successful campaign, where it's just like, this is just a fruit. It's time for a fruit snack. You know, it's like, you're out of applesauce? Well, just have a Gusher. That's the same thing. Yeah, right. But it's candy, right? What do you think? Care to comment?
No. The fruit leather, first of all, is aptly named as leather. Second of all, you might as well give the kid a carrot because it's about the same amount of sweetness because it isn't even that sweet. And it's a chore to eat it. So why don't you give him a carrot, which is the sweetest of all of the actual vegetables.
Is that true? Is that the sweetest carrot? Oh, I guess so. That's why they make carrot cake. That's my favorite cake, I have to say. As long as we're diverting. Favorite. Yeah, and let me tell you, because I really do like texture. I like, it's kind of like you're eating a forest in a way. Yes. It's like nuts, raisins, coconut. It's like all this kind of earth organic material in a cake. It's just, there's so much going on. It's a little bit like a Ben and Jerry's, but a cake form.
Sure.
And some people hate, there's a lot of raisin hate out there. and people don't like walnut. A lot of people are just like, you like carrot cake? And I'm like, I do. I like carrot cake. It's a very, it's not something I would have liked as a kid, but I do feel like I have aged into carrot cake the way I've aged out of Hershey bars.
I like that they don't call it carrot bread, because I don't know if you've ever had banana bread or zucchini bread, but those are cakes.
They are cakes. Oh, yeah.
They are. Well, yeah. I love banana bread.
Yeah, banana bread is, I've always loved banana bread. Yeah, they don't have a zucchini cake. I mean, I think it's the frosting. Once you have frosting, it's a cake, right?
That's cake. Yeah, hello and welcome to Cake Talk. Yeah, once they've got an icing of an actual carrot, that is a cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly, right. Off,
we have talked sugar for 1 hour.
That's unbelievable. It has been amazing.
It is unbelievable. Rangers, go find his special this Friday and his old album on the Spotify. Thank you so much for doing the show, Matt.
And this is so fun. Thank you, Jackie. This is great.
You're welcome. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?